Do you ever feel torn between wanting to stand out and wanting to fit in?
All the time. Standing out sounds appealing and brave, but fitting in feels more secure.
Yes, but sometimes I worry that blending in means disguising parts of myself.
I can see that. But standing out can make people uncomfortable and not in a good way.
True. Yet if everyone avoids discomfort, no one ever takes a stand.
Maybe, but not every moment calls for change. Sometimes peace matters more than conflict.
So, you think blending in is a form of respect?
Sometimes, yes. It shows you understand the group instead of putting yourself above it.
I hadn't thought of it that way. I usually associate standing out with confidence.
Confidence can also be quiet. Choosing when not to stand out takes self-control.
Maybe the real challenge is picking your battles.
Maybe. Standing out because you believe in something is different from wanting attention.
So maybe it's less about choosing one and more about staying true to yourself.
Agreed. I think that's the balance everyone's trying to determine.
Talk about it. Why do you think standing out or fitting in can become a habit? Is it more difficult for you to stand out or fit in? Explain. Word bank. Frame. Abigail didn't know how to frame the question so her friends wouldn't get angry. Negotiate. Isaiah negotiated his bedtime with his parents when he turned 11. Automatic. Isabella's automatic response when her kids asked her to do something was, we'll see. Habitual. Bob lost all of his friends because of his habitual lying. Secure. David and Marilyn both feel very secure about their relationship. Disguise. Hunter always disguises his true feelings around his parents. Confidence. Rachel has the confidence to play the lead role in the play. Determine. The teacher could not determine how much homework to give her class over the break. More information. Discomfort. Intentional. Uncomfortable.